Okay, John. Well, it's great to be back. Most of my recent absence was due to travel, and so that's over now for a while. And good to be back into snowy, cold Ann Arbor. I hope there's room in the shack for all those new radios coming in, and great to hear that students are getting involved. And disappointed that we weren't able to do anything for the Artemis II launch. But it may be possible. I mean, the ephemerides will be public, I think, through a JPL website. So we'll just have to see what happens there. And we might try optical tracking with the Angel Hall telescope. We'll see how bright it is. Anyway, oh, and I've given up trying to contact the ISS with my handy-talkie, so I will get the antenna back to you soon. I updated to the code and for the AnyTone, and the predictions were just all over the place, completely wrong, and I can't find out why. So I'll get the antenna back to you once things warm up a bit. Anyway, final on the first round through is Dan, KB6NU. Go ahead, Dan. The frequencies are yours.
Yeah, WA4DSR, the net, KB6NU. Good evening, everyone. I actually had kind of fun this weekend participating in the Winter Field Day. I wasn't real excited about going to the Aero setup out in Brighton, but I did it from home here and made a lot of contacts. Surprisingly, I was able to run a frequency on 20 meters even with just my 100 watts on a wire, so yeah, that was kind of fun. The other thing I wanted to mention was anybody listening here, we are going ahead with the one-day tech class on Saturday, February 7th, and I've already gotten quite a good response out of students. I'd say there's at least 10, 12 students signed up. I should have counted before I got on the net. But so it'll be a good crowd. I'm expecting upwards of 20 attendees. So if anybody's listening wants to get in on that, go to my website, kb6nu.com. And back to you.